Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the New York Yankees and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Leo Durocher. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wade Hoyt. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Wade Hoyt. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting third. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sisell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Krause. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill bunts towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hunfield. The throw from Grabowski and he is out, Durocher applying the tag. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzler moves to second. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. Falk moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Calm. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. Calm steals second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy takes first base on ball four. Bill Sisell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sisell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause strikes out. Grabowski drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Krause out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0 for 1 in the game. Ma still hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durocher. The throw from Krause and he is out, Cecil applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Yankees nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunfield moves to second. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. Metzler moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Grabowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Grabowski and Koenig drops the ball. That's a double steal and an error. It's 3-0, White Sox. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoyt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. Combs moves to second. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Combs scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. Ruth moves to second. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0 for 1 in the game. Musel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ruth scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 1 in the game. Koenig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Musel moves to third. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Durocher hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0 for 1 in the game. Faber strikes out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 2 in the game. Mostill hits a line drive into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Hunfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Krause moves to third. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wade Hoyt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoyt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoyt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Combs for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kom hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Clancy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kom moves to second. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. Cecil hits a fly ball towards center. Combs catches it and throws to first to double up Clancy. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-2 in the game. Faber strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-3 in the game. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durocher is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Grabowski hits a line drive into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler bunts towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hunfield moves to second. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Yankees 2. The Yankees will come to bat. Ben Pascal pinch hits for Wade Hoyt. Ben Pascal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pascal hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill. Pascal reaches second base with a double. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Combs takes first base on ball 4. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robertson bunts towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Pascal moves to third. Combs moves to second. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ruth is walked intentionally. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy throws to second for one, and Cecil throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Pascal scores. Combs scores. Gehrig moves to second. Two outs. It's 4-3, Yankees. Cedric Durst pinch runs for Lou Gehrig. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. We'll see more now pitching. Cedric Durst now playing first base. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-3 in the game. Cecil strikes out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krause hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons pinch runs for Buck Krause. Carl Reynolds pinch hits for Red Faber. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Lyons goes all the way around to score. It's Yankees, 4, White Sox, 4. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-4 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Grady Adkins now pitching. Mo Berg now catching. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-3 in the game. Grabowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeRocher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Falk moves to second. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Cobb takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to home to get Metzler. Falk moves to third. Cobb moves to second. 2 outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-4 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Combs hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth is walked intentionally. Robertson moves to second. Fred Hammock pinch hits for Wilsey Moore. Fred Hammock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hammock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Pipker is now pitching. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg takes first base on ball 4. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins bunts towards first. Durst scoops it up and throws to first, with DeRocher covering, for the out. Berg moves to second. 1 out. Bill Barrett pinch runs for Mo Berg. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-5 in the game. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeRocher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to third. 2 outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 4-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Harry McCurdy now catching. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Musel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Leo DeRocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeRocher is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. DeRocher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Falk bunts for an out with unknown description. Metzler moves to second. one out. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kahm hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clancy is walked intentionally. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0-for-5 in the game. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Mike Gazzella pinch hits for Johnny Grabowski. Mike Gazzella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gazzella hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0-for-1 in the game. Durst hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Combs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ma Still, who is chasing the ball. Combs reaches third base with a triple. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Combs. The slide. McCurdy applies the tag. Combs is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Collins now catching. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0-for-0 in the game. Adkins strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Ma Still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma Still is 0-for-6 in the game. Ma Still hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ma Still. The throw from Collins and he is safe. Ma Still steals second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 4-for-6 in the game, with 4 singles. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-4 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Ruth hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George Pipgras is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pipgras strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Falk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Metzler moves to second. One out. Willie Kahm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahm is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Kahm hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and two walks. Clancy is walked intentionally. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 6 in the game. Cecil hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Musel hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Koenig hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Leo Durocher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durocher is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Durocher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry McCurdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCurdy hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Adkins hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 7 in the game, with a single. Mostill hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCurdy is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst is 0 for 2 in the game. Durst bunts for an out with unknown description. Collins moves to second. One out. Miles Thomas pinch runs for Pat Collins. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 3 for 5 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. Combs strikes out. Two outs. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 5 in the game. Robertson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Bengo now catching. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 4 for 7 in the game, with 4 singles. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 4 for 5 in the game, with 4 singles and a walk. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 6 in the game, with 2 singles. Falk hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 3 for 6 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ruth, who is chasing the ball. Com reaches third base with a triple. Falk goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.